This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 190 for Thursday, December 15th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were lower Thursday, retreating from earlier gains after running into resistance. Canola down $1 to over $12, the January contract down $7.20 at $868, and the more active March contract down $2 at $858.70. Chicago soy oil was weaker earlier in the day but did turn higher. That provided some late support. European rapeseed futures did stay lower, while Malaysian palm oil was also softer but off its lows. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar today provided some support, with solid end-user demand on a scaled-down basis also underpinning the market. But canola does remain stuck in its broad sideways trading range from a chart perspective, with investors on both sides of the market adjusting positions ahead of the year end. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, while corn and wheat were both higher, seeing a reversal of yesterday's activity. Chart-based positioning was a feature in soybeans, the January contract down 8 cents at $14.73 per bushel. Disappointing monthly crush data added to the bearish tone in beans, with the National Oilseed Processors Association reporting that 179.1 million bushels were processed in the U.S. in November. That was down from the same month a year ago and below even the low end of trade guesses, ranging from 180 million to 183 million. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 2.9 million tons were at the high end of expectations, providing some support, but there was a small net reduction reported for soy oil. Much-needed rains in dry regions of Argentina and of Brazil were a bit bearish, but more moisture will be needed, with the persistent drought in Argentina slowing seeding operations there. Corn, it's higher. The March contract up 3 cents at $6.53 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of just under a million tons were on the high end of expectations, with an additional 100,000-ton flash sale to Mexico announced this morning. Monthly ethanol data showed production of just over a million barrels per day during the past week, with stocks of the renewable fuel up slightly at 24.4 million barrels. Wheat futures, they are higher. Weekly wheat export sales were solid at nearly 470,000 tons, surpassing trade expectations. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the March contract at $9.18 per bushel. Kansas City, 10 cents higher in March at $8.60.5. Chicago wheat, it's up 8 cents in the March contract at $7.57 per bushel. The Rosario Grain Exchange lowered their forecast for Argentina's wheat crop to only 11.5 million tons. That would be down by a million tons from the USDA's current projection. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, December 15th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.